Welcome to your five for the day. Does anyone care? That's a question that lonely people often ask themselves throughout the winter season. Everyone else seems to have people to share the Christmas season with, and the first few weeks of the year can be dreary and depressing. Life is full of questions, and often the answers are difficult. Your five for today seeks to answer various questions about life and faith, using the Bible as its only source as it tackles the challenge of life's questions. So one of these questions is, does anyone care? This time of the year can be a lonely time for many people. Everyone has their family, or do they? There are a lot of people about who are very private and keep themselves to themselves. They would not trouble anyone with their problems and would not presume that anyone else is interested. I have news for everyone who is listening who thinks like that. I know someone who is interested in you and me. His name is the Lord Jesus. He is recorded as saying in the Gospel of John, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." The Bible also states that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So it's quite obvious that Jesus wants the very best for you and me. The Lord Jesus is personally interested in each one of us, and for no other reason than that he wants the best for us because he loves us. If we doubt that, then we need to read any of the four Gospels in the New Testament part of the Bible. The record about Jesus says that he went about doing good. For 3 years he dispensed the blessing and forgiveness of God to the people he met. He healed them both physically and spiritually. By doing this, he was proving that God is interested, that God is caring, that God has time for you and me. Even his amazing miracles demonstrate that God cares. The one who can heal the body can save the soul. We can quietly come to him by praying to him wherever we are. We have all sinned against God and need his forgiveness. When we agree with God that we have disobeyed his commandments and ask for his forgiveness, then he will save us. The question is, why and how may we ask? Why? Because we're in danger. God is just and must judge wrong. Our sin has consequences because breaking God's law is damaging. Just as fire burns, so sin hurts and has ongoing consequences. This is why we need God to intervene. How? Well, God can save us from future punishment because his Son, Jesus, died on the cross for our sins. The Bible says Christ died for the ungodly. He died for you and me and can forgive us because he took the punishment for sin. The fact that Jesus is sinless and perfect means that he qualified to pay the price on our behalf. When we believe, we will receive salvation. Why not believe today? It works. He saved me, and he's more than willing and able to do the same for you.